Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. On the radio from 1 till 4, after 4 o'clock, iHeart app for the John and Ken on demand podcast. Listen to what you missed.
Yeah, are you ready for the chance? No deal, no wheels. No? How about this one? No pay, no parts.
No? No pay, no parts?
Auto parts is what they're referring to. Mm. These are the auto workers who were on strike, UAW?
No.
In like either one of them, no deal, no wheels, no pay, no parts.
No, the second
one. These are the people that want a 4-day work week, right? Is that something they want?
Yes, 32-hour work week. That's going to...
Well...
What's that about? They have to make the cars.
It's a taxing job, so...
Yeah, but you're not going to be there 20% of the time. Multiply that by every union worker. They're not going to be producing that many cars, and they want full pay. I mean, sometimes people make demands that are just nuts.
The strike is now in its 12th day, and it got a big jolt from a visitor. Old Joe Biden showed up and grabbed a bullhorn, joined the picket line. Now, I'll tell you this, tomorrow, Trump's coming. So the likely candidates to face off in next November elections, I say likely, but... A lot can change between now and then on both ends of this. But that's the story. And no one's ever heard of a president showing up on a picket line while in office.
Well, when they announced the date of the Republican debate, and Trump wasn't going to go, but he wanted to have an event to preempt some of the coverage, right? That's what he always does when he doesn't show up. So he came up with an idea to go speak before union people in Detroit, and hopefully it gets televised and sucks away some of the attention.
And what else do we know? Michigan was quite the state during the last election.
Right? It's one of those must-win wobbler states. Well, so the Biden people heard that. It's like, well, we can't give Trump the spotlight by himself. We'll beat him. We'll go there first. It'll look like Trump is copying us.
And, of course, Trump is appearing in Michigan tomorrow while the other Republicans running for president debate in CB Valley. Let's go to Justin Finch, ABC News for KFI, on the Biden, on the picket line story. Justin.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey there, John Ken. Another chant for you, too, is no justice, no Jeeps. That was one they were also chanting on the picket line.
That's good.
Oh, John likes that one.
That's clever.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, the president did touch down there in Wayne County, Michigan. What's being called the first time a sitting president has joined a picket line. He put on the hat, he got the bullhorn, and he addressed that picket line directly and putting his sharpest point yet on where he stands when it comes to his support for union labor. He was asked if he backed the workers' demands for a 40% pay increase, and he did appear to reporters there to say that, yes, he did. On that bullhorn, he told the workers, you gave up a lot. The companies were in trouble, kind of hinting at the financial crisis a while back. But now they're doing incredibly well, and guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too. We know that, as you mentioned, this visit's coming a day before former President Trump is set to arrive in Detroit and address UAW workers. What might be different about that Trump visit is that it's not exactly connected directly to the UAW. We have heard that the UAW did welcome Biden to come along with the workers there. So the Trump visit is not in the same kind of category there as the Biden visit. But another wrinkle for the former president, while he is skipping that debate out in California, it turns out that another of his Republican rivals won't be there either and is going to join him in Michigan, but not to support him, but effectively to go after him. That's former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who has said he plans to go to Michigan and debunk a lot of false promises he says that Trump has made to blue-collar and union workers over the years. So now Michigan has come to host a three-man kind of show here and not just one between Biden and Trump.
We should point out that Asa Hutchinson didn't make the cut for the debate tomorrow in Simi Valley.
That's why he's available.
He had an opening, yes, indeed, to go there and kind of bedraggle Trump there while he's making that speech.
Trump is not going to be on any picket lines.
As we have heard, it's just going to be a speech that he addresses those workers. But I can tell you, as someone who has been to three of Trump's indictments over the summer and other events too, it's hard to know for sure what's going to happen until it does. So we could see him do more than what's on the schedule. But the campaign already said what they thought that Biden did was, you know, a PR stunt. So maybe it will be the same thing that Trump does. But then again, in the moment, who knows what could happen?
Does the Democrat Party get any money from the automakers? I mean, might this be an issue for them that Biden's showing up on the picket line with the union?
Well, you know, over the years, Biden has really tried to position himself as someone who, you know, identifies with the blue-collar workers. So perhaps this is already built into his brand, and the auto companies aren't taking it as a direct slight. Biden, though, for sure, the man in the middle, because Trump and others are trying to tag a lot of the auto industry's trouble to Biden, saying that his focus on zero emission electric vehicles is a big reason why they're in this pickle right now. The auto companies have also said that they are trying to make electric vehicles and also make dual combustion autos, and that is financially strapping for them. So, you know, though he showed up there on the picket line to show support, he still has a target on him, not only from Republicans, but also some in Detroit within that big three, who see him as someone who's causing a lot of problems. And don't forget, too, that Biden's going there off the heels of that ABC News, Washington Post survey that has some stinging points for him, not only his age or, you know, his capacity to serve in office, but also one that said that 44% of those surveyed feel they are worse off now than before Biden took office. And no doubt that people who feel that way are on that picket line.
All right, Justin, thank you so much for that report. We appreciate it.
Right, thank you.
All right, Justin Finch, ABC News for KFI. On old Joe Biden, who went to Michigan today to stand there with the auto workers who were picketing the company. And yeah, that's a good point that he kind of threw in there. It's one of the reasons, I mean, they're all after the big profits of the automakers, but the automakers are saying we're hurting because we've been forced to make these electric vehicles and it's just not profitable.
First of all, they're asking for a 40% pay increase and they want to do 20% less work.
Yeah. Can you
imagine if you were running a company and workers came in and asked you that? Hey, 40% more pay, 20% less work. Get out of here.
Don't waste my time. 60% raise.
Go out in the street and yell. Sure. But more importantly, Ford, for example, said they're going to lose $4.5 billion a year on electric cars this year. That's $60,000 for every electric car they think they're going to sell. $60,000 loss. And what Biden wants to do with one of his Green New Deal bills is subsidize the companies. He wants to make up some of the loss with tax money.
Yeah.
So you, the taxpayer, are going to be paying for Ford's electric car losses, which have been the electric cars have been mandated by Biden's regulations. Electric car companies are getting forced to make these things, and they're putting them out in their lots, and there's few buyers for reasons we've talked about 100 times. So this is not a workable situation. I don't know. I don't want to blow billions of dollars of tax money subsidizing a product that people don't want to buy. And then it costs them so much. How the hell are they going to pay the workers? And electric cars, also, that factory line requires far fewer workers. So the electric cars are going to put a lot of these union guys out of business. So it's bad for the workers. They're going to lose their jobs. It's bad for the consumers because the whole system doesn't work. It's bad for taxpayers because it's a lot of wasted money. It's bad for everybody. But this is religious fanaticism. Have to make green cars. Have to stop climate change. Blah, 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 blah. It's just religious fanaticism. It's not gonna affect the climate at all. Not at all. It's impossible.
The market is responding, and it's not responding well. All right, we got a little bit more on Biden and Trump. Trump was in the news for a different reason beyond going to Michigan tomorrow and skipping the debate. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Did you see Target is closing stores in all the cities that no longer have laws?
No.
Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, Oakland, and Harlem in New York.
Is that what they actually said in their news release? That these they are have the cities law, without laws.
It's theft. No. In all cases, it's...
They're closing all the stores in those cities?
No, all the stores they're closing are in those cities.
I see.
There's two in Seattle, one in San Francisco, one in Oakland, one in Pittsburgh, California, one in Harlem, three in Portland.
Hmm. Nothing in L.A., though.
Nope, not yet.
I see CVS is also going to shut down like 10% of its stores, saying that too much is being done online, and apparently they cited theft also as an issue.
Yeah.
So they're going to cut back the number of stores.
No more stores because nobody wants to enforce the law.
Yeah. Well, we'll be talking about that after the news at 2:30 and what's going to be coming up this Sunday beginning in L.A. County. We touched on this. Here's more detail. Just hours after it was revealed that Joe Biden has been working with a physical therapist to improve his balance, he took a short tumble on Air Force One's shorter stairs. It says here that he's also been wearing tennis shoes to try to have a better grip on the ground, but he's been meeting with a physical therapist by the name of Drew Contreras since November of 2021. So actually, it's been a couple of years to perform exercises meant to improve his balance, because nothing sets people off more than to see Biden take a fall in public like he's done. I'm looking at the photo.
He came close on this one.
The Air Force Academy in June when he went flat after he tripped over the sandbag. Oh, yeah. Remember that story? Yeah. Right. The one today was just sort of a little stumble. He didn't actually drop to the ground.
He skidded a little on one of the stairs.
Biden's been doing the exercise most mornings on the advice of his physician, who termed them maintenance maneuvers in the president's health summary that was revealed a couple of months ago. A doctor thinks he has arthritis in his spine and his foot, which may cause some of his stumbles.
I think that's an absolute. Well, he broke his foot, remember, a couple of years ago. So he's got arthritis in that.
Yeah.
And he's got arthritis in the spine, and that's why he walks so stiffly. And this is the way most 80-year-olds are. He's going to be 81 in December.
Yeah, they already shortened the flight of stairs that he uses to get on and off of Air Force One, and that's what he was doing today when he's still stumbled forward a bit.
Soon he's going to be led out of the plane in a wheelchair, in fuzzy slippers and a bathrobe.
Worth mentioning, and our ABC News correspondent Justin Finch, who was just on reporting on Biden's trip to the picket lines in Michigan for the United Auto Workers, there was a poll released over the weekend by the Washington Post and ABC News, and it says Biden's trailing Trump 51-42. Later on, though, they put out an opinion that their own poll might be an outlier. Which is kind of funny.
Have they ever done that before?
It says here, Trump's strong lead is significantly at odds with other public polls that show the general election contest a virtual dead heat, suggesting what? That theirs is probably an outlier.
They put out a poll, and there was a huge reaction to it. And it's like, well, you know what? Our poll kind of sucks, so don't pay any attention.
No, they don't.
That is so funny. And why does it suck? Because pollsters don't know what they're doing.
You'd think that somebody who cared about that would have said, well, let's not put this poll out. Wait and do another one or something.
I've always wondered about that. Because every once in a while you get these wacky polls. And it's like, why do you put this out? Mm-hmm. Like, why? At least
if you think it's an outlier, then do another poll because there's something wrong with the data, I guess.
Do another one. And if you get the same result, then maybe. But I just don't understand the thinking. It's why you can't trust this stuff. Because I'm sure if you ask the pollsters, oh, we have the finest methodology here. We're getting a very accurate cross sample of Americans across the country. And it's weighted by, you know, gender and race and class. And no, it's not. I mean.
In a Trump story that's making the news and really got the Trump haters worked up, apparently Trump, his people posted a video showing him at a gun shop in South Carolina, basically declaring that he had just purchased a Glock pistol. Turns out that the owner of the store actually had a special Trump edition Glock. It depicts his likeness on the gun, along with, it says, Trump 45th. This is a place called the Palmetto State Armory in Somerville, South Carolina. And Trump declared in the video, I want to buy one. Now, does anybody know what's wrong with that? Well, turns out you cannot sell a gun to somebody who's under indictment.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Under the Maine federal gun law, it is illegal for merchants to sell firearms to people who are under indictment for crimes that carry sentences of more than a year. Mm. Indicted defendants are also barred from shipping or receiving any weapons that have crossed state lines.
I thought that didn't happen until you got convicted.
That's what I thought, too. But here's the thing. The statute does not prohibit people under indictment from simply buying or possessing weapons. So it's the gun seller that's restricted, you see?
Oh, but Trump is not breaking the law by buying it and possessing it.
It could be a problem for the merchant who's selling the firearms to people under indictment. Of course, later on, the Trump people put out a post that he didn't buy the gun. He just said he wanted one. Mm. But apparently one of his advisors put a social media post like Trump had purchased the gun, but all Trump said was, I want to buy one. And they're saying he didn't really follow through.
Trump with a gun?
There were threats on his life, too.
I know. He's so erratic. Well, you could see him losing it at a rally.
Do you wonder if he's ever had a gun? I mean, he's always had so many people around him, security and such. Probably not, but
he doesn't look like a guy who's been trying
to shoot. Not a hunter.
No. He's just...
Not even a target range guy.
No. It's all for show. He's just trolling everyone.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, and we invite you to leave messages for the Moist Line using that app, the microphone icon. Connect to the Moist Line for calls to be played Friday. And, of course, the toll-free number for the Moist Line, as always, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Boy, I'm tempted to give out this phone number I'm looking at. Today, the L.A. County Board of Supervisors, they start at 9:30 in the morning and they meet all day long. Agenda item 56 is the zero bail, John, that's coming on Sunday. Sunday, October 1st. The entire county is supposed to adopt a policy of no bail for nearly all nonviolent crimes. Which will be cited and released.
Which includes almost all
car
thefts.
Theft,
yeah,
right?
Car thefts and all the thefts you see at the stores, the smash and grabs.
Yeah.
No
would
bail.
That be, would that be considered violent if you're smashing into the cases and grabbing the jewels? No,
I don't know the intricacies of every charge, but it seems like
violent. Smashing into a car, that would be violent.
Violence seems to have more to do with hurting people.
It does.
Yeah.
Or if you're using a gun or right.
So anybody can steal anything from you starting, what day, Monday?
Sunday is October 1st. That's
Sunday.
The day it takes effect.
So
it's Sunday.
Sunday, somebody can steal your car and there's no bail. They could steal stuff from your house, no bail. Steal stuff from your business, no bail. They'll just, nothing.
I don't see how the supervisors in discussing this are going to have any problem with this. This seems to be what they want.
Because they're crazy.
At least 4 out of 5 of them.
They're crazy. They're atrocious people. I mean, can you imagine if you were a government official, would you sign off on a policy where there's no bail for every possible theft? Why would you do that? You know, for the whole history of the country, there was bail for these things to ensure that you show up in court, that you lose something if you don't show up in court to face your charges. That's the purpose of bail. I don't want to hear any crap about poor people and rich people. All right, rich people don't go around stealing cars. They don't go around stealing from Target. They don't. So don't steal stuff. And then we don't have to get into a stupid debate of, well, we can't afford the bail. Oh, well, tough. You decided to steal from somebody. You can go sit in jail until, you know, some doofus family member sells something to get your sorry ass out.
I heard a story today that the LAPD chief, Michael Moore, said that 2023 was looking good, but September has been challenging. And I'm talking about the crime. apparently there's been a big uptick in some of the crime numbers.
Well, crime is terrible. I don't care about anybody's statistics. We all know theft is out of control. Retail theft is crazy. And it's getting more and more dangerous. I see on TV 30 guys in hoodies running in and bashing up a jewelry store or a bag shop. Crime is bad. I don't need his statistics. And he doesn't do anything about it anyway. He's handcuffed all his cops. He's a terrible police chief.
Well, he was speaking in favor of bail. That's the reason I mentioned it.
Yeah, well, how hard has he fought behind the scenes? I love all these people who give out these tepid opinions. He should have been screaming bloody murder for weeks and weeks.
So here's what's going to happen. Beginning Sunday, you get arrested. You're either going to be cited and released immediately. You can be booked and released. Or they have what they call a magistrate review. That's basically some sort of special judge who comes in to determine whether or not this particular offense may warrant bail. Now, murder with special circumstances, and it says here, limited felonies are not eligible for advance arraignment or zero bail release.
Limited felonies.
So it's nice to know if you're accused of murder that they're not gonna, they are still going to charge you bail if they release you.
So. Yeah, but you know it's coming. Don't worry. It's incremental. It just goes month by month, year by year. You wait and see. I this is so insane.
You think there's going to be mayhem beginning Sunday?
Well, why wouldn't there be?
Well,
if you could steal stuff without any consequence, then why wouldn't you steal it?
From what I understand, I have to look into this more. If you steal something and they drag you in and they just release you, and then you do it again the next day or the day after that, I think that's going to be a problem that might result in bail. I don't think you can just keep doing this.
So you get one free one?
I don't know. I read something the other day along those lines. I'll have to look into this further, but I don't see.
Do you think that'll
unless they're really out of their minds with this? But do you this think would invite people to just?
Why would you,
it's like getting a speeding ticket. Well, thanks, bye.
Why would you give?
I gotta go smash something.
You'd give the whole world one free car?
No. I'm just saying this is. I think that well, but you're making it sound like they're gonna just keep doing this over and over again because
well,
there
aren't I don't
any
know.
Consequences. I don't know if the no bail thing holds for the third car.
Okay, but just giving everybody one free car to steal is bad enough,
right? Here's the list. As a result of these new release terms, law enforcement must cite and release or book and release arrestees in nearly all theft offenses, including vehicle code violations and crimes against property, such as petty theft and vandalism. Offenses involving guns, sexual battery, crimes against children, elders, and contact with minors with intent to commit a sexual offense are examples of offenses subject to magistrate review. And that, again, is that special judge that comes in might assess bail.
It's the next step in incrementalism. I don't dismiss any of these. Oh, it's just a little bit. I don't accept any of that because look where we are now with parole. Now, if you're 60 years old, even if you killed somebody, you get out. That case we had yesterday about that kid.
Oh, yeah, the murderer.
Yeah, they were pickaxing people in the eyes and murdering them. Guy's getting out.
Now. In case you were interested, under the previous bail schedule, a person arrested for theft of an automobile would have had a bail set at $35,000.
So
now they're eligible for what's called book and release.
$35,000 to zero.
Yes.
Yeah. And Hilda Solis is for this, and the empty-headed Janice Hahn, and Holly Mitchell, who has thousands of disgusting RVs. In her district, and who's the fourth knuckle brain? Who replaced Mark Ridley Thomas?
You talking about Holly Mitchell?
Oh, Holly Mitchell replaced him. I'm trying to think of all these. What's her name? Lindsay Horvath. Right, she's
Lindsay
the fourth
Horvath.
One.
Yeah, that was
four like whack job, progressive, woke, crazy women. I don't get it. I always thought that women would want a safer environment and a safer culture for themselves and for children, right?
Yeah.
That guys were more reckless and irresponsible. How did we get women who want to make it more dangerous for families because everybody's got a car parked in their driveway and now these thieves can just take it and not worry about a consequence? They're not going to even spend 5 minutes in jail until their family rustles up the bail. Oh, I mean, that's not what I expected. out of this kind of diversity.
Apparently, another one of the curious crimes that'll now be eligible for cite and release, and we talked about this, I think, with Steve last week, false imprisonment, which is defined as the unlawfully depriving another person of their personal liberty. Apparently, there's a distinction made between kidnapping and false imprisonment, whereas kidnapping is the taking of a person against their will.
So maybe a guy who grabs his girlfriend and holds
like
on.
Like a person locking another person in a room without their permission.
Right, right, right. So you got some kind of fight between a guy and his girlfriend, and he decides that he's going to lock her up in the apartment, not let her out.
Now, well, under the new bail rules, that's cite and release, probably.
Yeah, that's something. That's something women supervisors ought to be in favor of.
Yeah, that's right. That should be an easy one for them.
Guys locking up their girlfriends against their will. Good. Good. That's progressive. You know, that's woke. That's cool.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Guess what? We sued Amazon. Coming up after 3 o'clock. Well, we did. Our government.
Oh.
The Federal Trade Commission. That's you, John. You're a taxpayer. So you sued. We'll find out what this is about.
I have an Amazon delivery coming this afternoon, so I don't want to be part of a lawsuit until stuff arrives.
Until you get whatever you wanted. Is it more survival stuff? Or?
No, but I got to go in the basement
Refresh?
I got to do like a go through the supplies. Do a supply. A bunker review. Make sure it hasn't gotten moldier. Because you know what I read was just this week they had an interview in a magazine about how one of the generals went to great lengths to make sure that in the final days of the Trump administration, if Trump wanted to launch nuclear weapons, they had people who would be able to thwart the mission.
Oh.
And I mean, if that's, you know, he gets elected and that becomes another danger, then.
This was after he lost the election?
Yeah,
he decided to just blow it all up?
It was in that 2.5 month period. The generals thought, well, who knows what he's going to do. So
imagine that. You launch the nukes and it just goes straight up and come right back down, destroy your own country.
Well, whoever you launch it at, well, it depends on who you launch it at, right?
But yeah, they'll launch back.
They'll launch back. So I thought, you know, I gotta make sure.
All right.
Anything can happen.
I didn't even see that coming, but you're on top of this.
Yeah, no, I can't. No, I keep track of nuclear threats. I have my own doomsday clock.
It's time for a story that our vegan better not be listening to. Mm. It was sent to us by producer Ray.
Oh, it's sick then.
Yeah, I'm sure.
One of these crocodile experts, he's originally British, but he grew up in Australia. His name is Adam Britton, age 51. So famous, he was an academic at Charles Darwin University in Northern Australia. He hosted the broadcaster David Attenborough at his home. Apparently, he was well known, particularly his knowledge of crocodiles. So the reason he's in the news, since 2014, until they caught him in April of 2022, they believe he was torturing and raping dogs.
What?
More than 42 of them.
Oh, my goodness.
And apparently he would post footage of the abuse.
No.
And he'd have followers?
A Telegram channel under the pseudonym Monster. I guess. I don't know what Telegram.
Telegram is one of those fringe.
The dark web?
No. I mean, it's like Twitter, but it's for really sick people.
Oh. Well, he called them his bleep toys.
Well, this guy qualifies.
He was married. His wife was a zoologist who says she knew nothing about his depravity. She once hosted Prince Harry. She's a wildlife ranger. So they're one of these power couples involved with wildlife.
So he had this secret, violent, sexual fetish for dogs.
Yes. And in the accompanying story that's always full of many pictures in the Daily Mail, they are cute little dogs. Swiss Shepherds? I never heard of Swiss Shepherds, but they're cute. They're like little white, almost husky-looking dogs that he apparently tortured.
Unbelievable.
Now, did he... I forget.
He pled guilty over 40 counts of animal cruelty.
Did he kill them, or...?
Some of them did die.
Oh.
In fact...
Oh, this is horrible.
Not some of them. 39 out of 42.
Oh, most of them.
Died of their injuries.
You're going to make Deborah cry.
Well, this is so sad. I can't believe there are people wandering this earth this.
And the wife is going, I know nothing. He wasn't like this when I was with him.
Story says, and I almost can't believe this, that because he was well-known, he would sometimes advertise online that if you'd like, you can give me custody of your pet and I'll take care of him for you for a while. And people would do that. And
can you
he would sexually assault the dog, too. Yeah. In one scenario, he sent a message to the owners of a large brown dog named Wolf to reassure them that your animal is settling in well. Mm. Wolf is relaxed and eating well and enjoying her new home. But unbeknownst to the owners, the dog had already been sexually exploited, tortured, and killed.
Oh, my God.
According to a prosecutor. He should get the death penalty.
I was going to say, what's going to happen to this guy?
Oh, he should be immediately shot in the head.
He should be castrated.
Yeah, he's that just, too.
He's facing animal abuse charges, so it doesn't sound...
Sound that serious, no.
It doesn't sound that bad, no. No.
You know what? I have an idea. Let's get, I don't know, a pack of really vicious dogs and throw him in the middle, strap some steak on him, and let them go at him.
Rabid pit bulls.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
And make him be naked so that they, you know, they...
Oh, keep going. You can really get going with this.
Shannon said to me today on the air, you guys, she said... You've been working with John and Ken way too long.
Yeah. And coming up with torture scenarios.
And they should be naked.
Elaborate death penalties.
Yeah, I don't remember you talking this way when I first met you. I
probably didn't.
Something happened.
he posted these on Telegram under accounts titled Monster or Cerebus, which is named after Dante's three-headed dog in Greek mythology, who guarded the gates to hell, by the way. So that seems appropriate. He wanted to engage with like-minded people.
There's other images. People like him?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Online?
All sorts of dog torturers? Yes, there are. People that like bestiality? Yes. Sorry, Deborah, but
I'm really not sad for this world.
Don't go online.
No.
All right, when we return, we're going to find out what's going on with this lawsuit against the monster known as Amazon. The Federal Trade Commission's coming after them. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeart Radio app.
And Deborah live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeart Radio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.